Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is the 15 most important numbers in life. Hello, ALUXers. It's been a very interesting week, hasn't it? Well, this video will definitely help to elevate that experience. You know we've got a thing for numbers, and we've said it once and we'll say it again. Numbers don't lie. But there's more to numbers than people think. And don't worry if you hated math in high school. This isn't that kind of math lesson. For us, life is a series of random events. Numbers bring order to it. A filter to measure, track, schedule, and optimize life for the better, and numbers are valuable. Pay close attention. That was 5 seconds of your life. Did you feel it? Thrilling, isn't it? You're just now realizing the real passing of time and the value of it. With this feeling in mind, here are the 15 most important numbers in your life. Number 1. Your age. Some say age is just a number, but you see, it isn't just any number, it's a special one. This number serves a very important purpose, to remind you that one day you're going to die. Which is why there are very few numbers more important than the one marking your age. How long have you been alive? One of them is the number of days you have until you die, but this one's totally unknown. You could die today stepping outside your house, or die in 60 years surrounded by your family. Do you remember Captain Hook from Peter Pan? Don't be him. Don't live your life worrying that time in the shape of a crocodile is coming after you with its ticking clock in its belly. But do respect the crocodile and don't be foolish about it. After all, it's already taken a bite out of your life, which is why you now have a hook for a hand. And you know someday it'll come to get the rest of you. Pay attention to the signs, ALUXers. There's this incredibly elegant quote by Mark Twain that we simply love, which says, "Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." So make the things that matter worth it. Don't throw them away to the crocodile of time. Very metaphorical today, aren't we? Number 2. Your child's age. Something clicks inside of you when your first child is born. Those of you who've had the privilege to experience this know very well what we're talking about. Life changes because of this new being. When it's born, it's pure, despite what the original sin people will tell you. Everybody loves babies because babies are simply potential in its purest form. And then the clock starts ticking. You see them growing faster and faster, processing the world, learning, adapting, making mistakes, and overcoming obstacles. Your life changes with the age of the child. You're a different person when the baby is born versus when they graduate high school. The world changed in the meantime. All the parents out there know this. A child will always be your child, no matter their age or yours. Your job as a parent is to make sure you develop strong children, ones who can go out into the world and not only thrive on their own, but make the world better throughout their existence. At this point, we feel like we might start a parenting channel. Wouldn't that be cool? This number is meant to represent the future, the unknown. The world this child will experience will be different than the world you experienced yourself. Hopefully, you've improved in the meantime. Number 3. Your parents' age. There's a paradoxical duality between your children's age and that of your parents. While you're eager to celebrate little Timmy's second birthday, your parents have 2 years less in their hourglass. While the child's number increases, the parent's one goes down. For them, it's a race to the finish, with you being in the sidelines watching this happen all before your eyes, until one day when you take their place. It's always hard to talk about your parents dying. Some of you are lucky enough to still have both of them alive and don't realize their value because you're chasing the carrot on a stick. They're probably okay on their own. They don't want to bother you, but that clock is still ticking nonetheless. Forgive those who didn't have the tools to be better at being parents. They grew up in an even harsher world than you did. You are the person you are today because of them, no matter if the relationship was positive or not. This number is here to signify just how close we are to the finish line. In the blink of an eye, they'll be gone, and it won't be that many blinks before you join them. So make amends with your parents. Give them at least one more story to tell. Be better than they were, and take everything you've learned from them to pave a better road for your own children. Number 4. The hour. What time is it, Aluxers? We spoke of the clock so much it would be a shame to not include it. This number is a reminder that we all have 24 hours in a day. Every person, rich, poor, happy, sad, young, old, we're all sharing the same time. It's ours. Time is the last true symbol of equality of opportunity. We all receive the same amount in a day. The difference lies in what we do with it. What's the number of hours you've wasted this week? What's the number of hours you've slept? How many hours did you spend adding value to your existence, in whatever shape or form that is? People waste 3 hours binge-watching a terrible TV show, but then procrastinate on a 5-minute email or a chore. To get back to the previous 3 points, here's something to consider. Anyone can get old. All you have to do is live long enough, but feeling alive depends on the hour. You're choosing to invest in yourself and the understanding of the world. Don't let these ideas go to waste. Now, if the first 5 were designed to get you thinking, the next 5 are gonna get you doing. You bet we're gonna talk about money. Number 5, money to your name. We can all agree that life is not measured in money, but financial freedom is. If you had to bring everything together, all the money you have saved up, all the assets to your name, how much would that be? Do the math right now. Figure out the number. You've been working for how long? How many years, months, days, hours did you spend working hard or hardly working? This number speaks the truth. This is how much monetary value you've been able to extract from the marketplace in exchange for your time and effort. Although your potential might be worth more, this is how much you're worth right now. Brutal, isn't it? It's one of those realizations that sends a shiver down your spine because you probably thought it would be a different number by now, didn't you? This number is the easiest way for you to understand how much value you've been able to generate so far. If nothing changes, it's pretty easy to figure out just how much you'll be worth by the time you die. And you're probably the first person you know to ever do the math. Do you like the result of the simulation? If yes, keep doing what you're doing, but if you don't like what reality has planned for you, maybe take the offensive. Always remember our mantra, reality is negotiable. Number 6. How much you earn per year. If in the previous point we forced you to determine how much money you're worth right now and what awaits if you don't change, this time we're bringing it down to the year. 12 months. How much money did you make last year? We know it's a simple and personal question, but you should be able to recall the number or at least a ballpark area. Why is this number important? Because it tells you what society thinks you're good at, good enough to exchange money for your time and efforts. There are 4 ways to improve that number. 1. Do more volume on whatever it is you're doing. You used to work 40 hours a week, now work 50. That's a 25% increase. 2. Upgrade your skill set. Get paid more for the same amount of work. 3. Earn the same but work less. This is done by automating or outsourcing the things that are time-consuming. Sometimes time is more important than money. And 4. Do something different aside from what you're currently doing. Fundamentally, no matter what you're doing in life, these are the only ways to do it. Now you know them, and you're welcome. Figure out which one you need to focus on this year. Number 7. How much it costs to be alive. Last Sunday, we mentioned the term lifestyle cost, meaning how much does it cost for you to be alive? Food, shelter, utilities, clothing, etc. You survived last year, so it's definitely less than what you're currently earning. But by how much? How much ahead of the curve are you really? This is why the number is so important. It allows you to calculate play money. The difference between your yearly earnings and your lifestyle cost is your play money. This money can be used to make more money or spent on memorable experiences, depending on what your level of YOLO versus planning is. We've got some suggestions to tailor our math to the average Joe out there, working a 9-to-5 trying to begin their journey, so we're just gonna do that. The average person's lifestyle cost is roughly around 66%, 2/3 of their yearly earning. This is the case with most middle-class individuals. And here's a chart of how the money should be distributed if you're the average person looking to start building. The pie is all the money you earn in a year. 2/3 of that pie is your lifestyle cost, food, mortgage, etc. The remaining third, your play money, is split into 3 equal parts as well. One part, that's 11% of your yearly income for those of you who are quick into math, goes toward feel-good activities. Going on a trip, buying something for your hobby, giving it to charity, your call, but make sure it makes you feel good. One part should go into investments. If you're the average Joe or Joanne for that matter, this should go toward investing in yourself and your ability to generate income. Take classes, learn new skills, read books, buy better equipment. And the last part is all about savings. This is money that you're saving up for opportunities or rainy days. This will allow you to be protected. Please remember this ratio because it'll change your life. Use the ratio for a couple of years and you'll begin to notice that the income is steadily increasing, which means your lifestyle cost will no longer be 66% of your yearly income. It might drop to 50% or less. The important rule is to always split your play money into three equal buckets: feel good, investments, and savings. The moment you make it, maybe your lifestyle cost is less than 10% of what you're bringing in every year. This is the case for us right now, but we've made sure to split the remaining 90% into three buckets. And do not ignore any of the three. Ignore the feel-good bucket and you'll miss out on incredible moments that money can no longer buy you. Ignore the investments and your lifestyle cost will always be what it is right now. Ignore the savings and your life gets turned upside down. Hits the fan. By the way, we talk about these kinds of strategies in our upcoming premium experience, Goal Mastery. Join the waiting list at alux.com/goals. Number 8, how much you earn per hour. Here's a very important distinction that not many people make, but you're fortunate to learn this. There's a difference between how much you're earning per working hour versus per hour in a day. A smart person should know both. Let's start with the most common one. Earnings per hour equals money made divided by the total number of working hours. If last week you worked 50 hours and you made $1,000, your earnings per hour is $20. The goal here is to understand the real amount of time you put toward work, not just how much time you spend at your desk. Here's what we mean by that. How much time do you spend in traffic to and from work? How much time did you spend fixing up that project during the weekend? Add all of this time into the hours you put in. You might have spent only 40 hours last week clocked in, but 30 minutes to get ready plus 30 minutes to get to work add an extra hour every day. That's 5 hours per week you didn't take into account previously. Factor in everything if you want to determine your actual earnings per working hour. Now you want to get things really interesting? We'd like you to meet a new number called earnings per living hour. Earnings per living hour equals money made divided by total time. Let's go with the same example. Let's say you made $1,000 last week. There are 7 days in the week with 24 hours each. That's 168 hours in a week. In order to calculate your earnings per living hours, you divide the $1,000 by total time, in our case, 168. In this case, your earnings per living hour is $5.95, just under $6. Believe it or not, rich people care more about how much money they make while they're sleeping than they care about how much they charge per hour of their services. And if you want the most accurate numbers, you can calculate your yearly earnings per living hour. Just take a look at how much money you made last year and divide it by 8,760. That's how many hours are in a full year. To put things into perspective, poor people earn under $3 per living hour. Middle class people earn between $3 and $30, with the rich sitting at $30 and above. To hit $1 million a year, your earnings per hour need to be higher than $115. We know this might sound like a lot of math, but you cannot improve what you do not measure. Number 9, your national ID or social security number. Finally, a number you were probably expecting when you read the title alongside maybe your telephone number and your PIN code. Those are too obvious and are not that important either way. Why? Because you can always change both of them. You can change your telephone number. You can change the PIN code on your credit card. But it ain't that easy with your national ID, is it? We live in a connected society. The money you earn is earned under your national ID or SSN, the bank account that money goes to under the same ID. When you purchase something with your credit card, in that transaction there's an ID linked to your national ID. Behind the scenes, you're just a number on a screen with different characteristics assigned to it. Isn't it cool to understand how society functions? The marketplace literally keeps track of your transactional footprints, but doesn't give a hoot about your passion, your interests, or more. This will become even more trackable once the world embraces blockchain. You might have never realized this, but there are two different yous. One that's consuming this piece of content right now, and a digital sketch of who you are kept by every service that's got a hold of your ID in the past. It's a bit 1984, isn't it? Pull out the victory gin, why don't ya? Number 10. How much you need to be free. To wrap up this money segment, of course, we're going to have to include your freedom number. What's the number you need to be free? What's that even mean? It means, how much money do you need to basically no longer have to worry about money if your lifestyle doesn't change? Calculating your freedom number isn't that complicated. Your freedom number equals, how much money do I need to invest to earn 2 times my living expenses from passive sources? That means, without having to work for this income. Here's a real-life example to help you understand it better. Let's say you have a mortgage or a debt of $200,000. Outside of this, it costs you approximately $1,000 per month to cover your lifestyle. Just to keep the math simple, let's say a $100,000 property will bring in $1,000 per month. In this case, your freedom number equals $200,000 worth of debt or mortgage left on your house, plus 2 times $100,000 property equals $400,000. You need to be able to earn twice what you're spending outside of debt from passive sources, such as rentals, dividends, etc. If your cost of living was $2,000 per month, aside from the $200,000 debt you carry, then your freedom number would be $600,000. These are all incredibly important numbers to consider, and these strategies will help you get ahead in life. Truth be told, how many people do you think actually know about the freedom number? How many of them use it to plan their future so they're able to achieve it? For those of you who don't know where to start or feel like you're missing the fundamentals of what it means to be able to buy your own freedom, we want you to read or listen to The Richest Man in Babylon. It's hands down the best book on the fundamentals. Even if you've read it in the past, we recommend going through it again. We do it ourselves every couple of years and always pick up new pieces of value. The book is available everywhere in the world. We'll link to it on Amazon in the description, or you can go to alux.com/freebook and sign up. Our friends at Audible are offering 1 free audiobook to those in our community who've never signed up before. You're getting an amazing, valuable audiobook for free. That's alux.com/freebook. Number 11, your weight. Did you feel that? We went from money straight to triggering some people. Yes, your weight is important. Your weight is one of the easiest ways to measure your health. If your body is functioning normally without any pre-existing conditions, but you're too skinny, your body is missing something. Too fat, your body is working overtime just to keep you alive. We don't care about standards of beauty here. Calm down, Karen, the manager's not in today. Instead, we're talking about health. As long as you're healthy, you can enjoy life optimally. Focusing on this single metric will change the way you experience life. You'll be able to enjoy it more, sense it more, be able to explore and absorb more of it. A physical transformation is the easiest way to change your life. 12 months from now, your life could be completely different because of a choice you're making today and will continue to make every day. Losing weight is a mind game. Change your mind and your body will follow. Don't fall prey to lose weight fast or get rich quick schemes for that matter. It took you years to put on all that weight. It won't go down in a week. As with everything good in life, be patient. It's not going to be easy, but everyone who did it can tell you the trade-off is hella worth it. Number 12, how many emotional connections you have. How many people do you care deeply about? How many people care deeply about you? It's an uncomfortable question to ask, but it's a pertinent one. When we mention emotional connection, this isn't one of those staged reality dating shows. We mean genuine connection to people who've been with you through some of the things you'll never forget. You should be able to count them on the fingers of your hand. If you've been winning at this one, maybe bring in the second hand. If it's more than 10, you probably should narrow down your circle just a bit. These are people that have made your life feel alive. You felt safe. You were there for them, and they were there for you. These are your ride or die, come pay my bail kinds of people. You don't need to wear a mask with them. Be around people you can be yourself with, and once you find them, treasure them. Number 13, how many people you can trust. Expanding on the previous point are people you can trust. These are folks that you can rely on. If they say they'll do something, they'll get it done. These are business partners, family members, even friends. The number is important because the more success you have, the harder it is to maintain trust, because there's more to gain for the person breaking it. Having people around you that you can rely on is beyond powerful. Seek them out and don't take them for granted. Number 14, how far you've traveled. This applies in both a literal and metaphorical way. The farther you travel, the more you are on your own, the more you encounter different ideologies, different stories, different ways of thinking. All of this expands your mind, your understanding of the world, and breeds kindness. People who never travel are hateful because they're scared of the unknown. All they have is the little order that they do know, so anything outside of that is automatically labeled as threatening. In the metaphorical sense, this point stands for how many experiences you've gone through, how much you've learned. Although it isn't easy to put into numbers in the literal sense, it is important to understand there are different levels of experiences. We want you to travel further than you ever thought you could. The farther you travel, the more you find out about yourself. Number 15, how many summers you have left. To bring this full circle, we want you to do the following math. The average person right now will live to be about 85 years old. Subtract from 85 your current age. 85 minus your age equals X. That's how many summers you have left in your lifetime. Now that you think about it, it really isn't that many, is it? Your brain is struggling with this because it had the idea that life is going long and you're incredibly young and there's more than enough time for everything. But now, faced with this realization, it doesn't really know what to do, so it blanks out. Let's say your dad is 60 years old. He's got 25 more summers in his lifetime. You, let's say you're 30. That's only 55 summers to go. If you go to the beach once a year during your summer holiday, that means you'll only go to the beach 55 more times. Even if you went twice a year, that's just over 100 times. It's not a lot when you think about it. This applies to Christmas as well. You probably have less than 55 Christmases left. Don't waste time, Aluxers. Don't waste seasons, because although it might seem like you have time, in truth, you don't really. That clock is ticking, and all of these numbers we've mentioned are moving one way or the other. You can't control how many Christmases with family you have left, but the rest are fair game, and if you can't push those numbers up, at least make the most of the ones you've got. We began this by making you think, then educating you about how you can use these numbers to improve the quality of your life and your earning power. And lastly, we tried to force a sense of appreciation for what you have and a sense of urgency when it comes to the future. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.